for cheating is his. The responsibility for mistreating her man is hers.
And just because a man cheats does not mean he was mistreated. He could just be a horny guy who...
Oh,
as
gee,
I said,
you never heard that word before?
As I said, if he's narcissistic, sociopathic, then all bets are off.
Right.
Then he's a jerk.
And aren't most men who cheat on their wives fall in that category? They're narcissistic?
No.
Or they've got, they're not respecting their wives?
No, the wives haven't been respecting them. And it's
really
interesting because in my book... Well, two things I want to tell you about call girls. In that book, The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands...
You can tell me a lot more than I can tell you, probably.
I'm glad to hear that. But, in the book, I got a letter from a call girl, an ex-call girl, who said that most of the guys are married who come to her. Very rarely is it to have sex. Most of the time, it's to have some woman actually pay attention to them. And today, they had a hooker on the Today Show who was asked, what would you suggest to a woman if she thinks her husband is seeing a hooker or having an affair?
Yeah.
And the call girl said
they
should put extra effort into making their own relationship stronger and closer. So when a hooker says that, it's okay. When I say it, I'm blaming the wife.
Men, I stay invisible, cloak strapped with the dagger for the aggravated assault. Man, I'm so dope, they know hope. Hobbled over rappers in the world championship. This other nigga broke his hip, couldn't go the length. No MC decathlete, physically fit to rip. Pass me the wireless, you half sleep. See, I'm tireless, can't even keep my eyes closed while they blindfolded by this high roll shit. It's so mysterious, it make your girl's mouth water. And I'm not even platinum or a shock collar, but she still swallowed the nuts just the same. Talking hella nasty when she did it like she little Kim. Committing sin for this game that I'm spilling while you buy her gold chains and wanna have children. Man, you can't touch the effervescence, even with the epileptic seizures and yelling. You get molested, the ever-present third eye vision is piloting through the Empyrean, causing niggas fear again. What? Cause we here again.
Big shit, maximum hit, get your wig split. Invent some shit, my click ain't came with. Big shit, maximum hit, get your wig split. Invent some shit, my click ain't came with. Yeah, we throw heat, I got shit. You might get checked with the hockey stick. Flat kicks like soccer, the click mix the vodka with the shit. They get your proper to hit with Operation Respect. These beating MCs like SPs or MPCs when I'm rhyming these, taking all nominees. Please, independent records moving overseas. Bitches coming through and now they know the race. But I'm sick of this shit. Wanna hit me a lick, then I get me a check and be like, look at he split. We doing big shit, maximum hit. Get your wig split. Invent some shit, my click ain't came with. Big shit, maximum hit. Get your wig split. Invent some shit, my click ain't came with. That's big shit.
Sonic astonishment unrivaled up on this. The Titleist ride up to riders, but they leave touched and tarnished by the Daedalus catalyst. Swinging with the weight of a double-edged battle axe, leaving heads in duffel bags. Rough them up with that, I'm livid with wrath. Beating a new path with the exquisite crafted. Never rehashed the graft. Fatness to cause revelry amongst the masses. Our compunction in each endeavor we undertake. Leave wakes and things to undertake. Break some things when we derate with such strength. We take it to the maximum. Niggas getting shin splits trying to catch up to this is big shit.
Here we go once again, goddammit, Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com, goddammit. Man, I'm so goddamn mentally stressed. I keep trying to hold on to my sanity, man. You know what I mean? But shit's just getting out of control, man. I'm just talking about America in general, man. America's just so fucking fucked up. I so badly want to move the fuck out of America, man. I cannot fucking take this shit no more, man. I want to go to Europe, or I want to go somewhere where motherfuckers got sense. That's where the fuck I want to go, man. I never really did really ascribe or believe this fucking horse shit about America is the greatest and all this kind of shit, man. You know what I mean? I know that I stayed a year in Korea when I was in the military, and I loved being in Korea. Korea was the shit, you know what I'm saying? And, I believe that there's a lot of places on the planet that are just as good or even better than being the fuck United States, man. I can't stand the goddamn United States, man. It's getting worse and worse each year, man. And right now, y'all probably say, motherfucker, what is you rambling about? What the hell is your problem? What you getting on about right now and shit, man? I'm just talking about this goddamn uptight ass motherfucking attitude that everybody got with fucking sex in this motherfucker, man. Jesus, man. This Calvinism, this fucking Puritanism that these whole ass motherfuckers got going on, man. You can't get your dick sucked. You can't fuck. You can't do without motherfuckers claiming that you the goddamn, that you're demon spawn. You know what I'm saying? God damn, y'all motherfuckers is uptight out there, man, about some goddamn pussy, man. Fuck. Of course, y'all probably know I'm talking about this Elliot Spitzer motherfucker, man, up in New York. The governor. Was he the governor? I don't know, shit. Yeah, God, I don't know. Yeah, I think he the governor or some shit, man. But, man, this motherfucker, man, he get knocked. You know, they say he allegedly did a 10-year fucking business thing with prostitutes and brothels and escort services and all this kind of shit, man. And of course, I don't see no goddamn problem with that, man. I never really did see what the fuck is the problem with goddamn getting some pussy or paying for some pussy, man. I don't understand that shit. And then everybody always goes on to this bullshit about, well, it's bad because it promotes diseases and you enslave the woman and you know, it's slavery and all this fucking bullshit, man. This is the kind of bullshit that happens when you don't regulate it. You see what I'm saying? Just like when you had prohibition and you had liquor being bootlegged, bitch asses, all kind of bad shit came with prohibition and bootlegging. But once you legalize the shit and the government got its hands on it where they can tax it and they can oversee it and they can, you know, basically regulate it and all this kind of shit, then all the criminal bad shit that was in it went bye-bye. Same way with fucking prostitution. Nobody across the planet has a big problem with prostitution except America. Nobody has a big disease problem, you know what I'm saying, about their prostitution except America. If you were to regulate and legalize prostitution where the females would have to get checked up, they would have to get inspections and all this kind of shit, you wouldn't have the diseases. That's the first thing come out of a motherfucker's mouth, man, about the diseases that you get when you fucking around with prostitutes. Man, you get diseases fucking around regular bitches. God damn it. I'm gonna put it down to you like this, man. I've been fucking around in these streets with hood bitches, you know what I'm saying, for like 6 years. I ain't never caught shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't never caught a motherfucking thing, man. You know what I mean? And a lot of these females, y'all would probably consider hoes. You'd probably consider prostitutes. You know, because a lot of them make their living selling ass. They make no bones about what the fuck they do. They like to go around, get trick niggas to pay for pussy. You know what I mean? So it's like, prostitution, when you have prostitutes, you bring in unsavory elements into your neighborhood. Man, you sons of bitches, I hate y'all. I'm gonna move out of fucking America, man. Like I said, man, go to Amsterdam, go to the Netherlands, go to Korea, go to Germany, go to any of these European fucking nations, man, or states, man. They got their shit together, man. I gotta get the fuck out of here, man. Damn it, they fucking realize it. Shit, pussy is goddamn gonna sell regardless. You can't stop it. You may as well get your hands on it, control it, and regulate it, and make this shit palatable, and make it safe for the females that's fucking around with it. Instead, America wanna do this ass-backward-ass shit, and you wanna goddamn deny... I'm just burning the fuck up about this shit, man. Let me go back to this Spitzer dumb motherfucker, right? This Spitzer motherfucker, the only thing he did wrong on the real, man, was the fact that he was a... This nigga... He riding around making rules, laws, legislation to hammer motherfuckers, you know, that engage in prostitution and buying ass. This is the same motherfucker, I believe, he came up with something called the Mann Act, or, I didn't really look too much in depth on this shit, you know, it's kind of fleeting to some of the shit that I seen, man, but they was talking about the Mann Act, which is basically taking bitches across state lines to have sex and getting money for it and all this kind of shit. You know, he was like trying to just hammer motherfuckers, making the penalty stiffer for motherfuckers that engage in that kind of shit, you know what I mean? He was like a so-called a trailblazer for busting up prostitution rings and all this kind of shit, and here this motherfucker is for 10 years buying pussy for 10 fucking years. This motherfucker buying pussy and throwing motherfuckers in jail that buy pussy, man. I gotta get the fuck out of America, man. I can't take it. I can't take it no more, man. And if you think that this is the only motherfucker that does this kind of shit, we know better than that. His main sin was the fact that he's such a goddamn big ass hypocrite, man. That's his sin. His sin is, oh man, this is the worst kind of motherfucker right here, man. Like I said, I felt sorry for the asshole, you know what I mean? When I knew he got busted for buying pussy, I'm like, man, they harassed this motherfucker for no reason whatsoever. Then I found out about all the rules and laws and regulations and how he was just trying to be like the Elliot Ness of prostitution. And he was just making stiffer laws or stiffer penalties for dudes that buy pussy. And here he is for 10 years engaging in the very act that he's goddamn vowed to snuff out. This shit is crazy. I want to move. Somebody, goddamn, give me some fucking advice where I should fucking move, man. I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm about to reach the end of my rope. I feel very bad for America. America is on its last leg. It is obvious. You know what I mean? If we could just have some sense. Just some common fucking sense, man. Bitches, please just legalize. You know, that's my theory. I think that if you just legalize prostitution, America would be a much better place. You won't have motherfuckers going on campus shooting motherfuckers and shit because they can't get no pussy. You know what I mean? If you take the stigma out of buying ass, and of course, this probably goes against wholeheartedly what most of y'all niggas out there is on, you know, because a lot of y'all are so adamant about not being a trick. You know what I mean? But some motherfuckers got the trick. Okay? Let's just goddamn be honest about that shit. Some motherfuckers got the flat out blatantly just goddamn trick, man. Alright? Shit. Some cats don't have the gift of gab. Some guys don't have the Don Juan factor. Some cats they just not motherfucking, you know, chick magnets, man. Some motherfuckers just gotta buy pussy, man. If you just let these niggas buy pussy, man, get their rocks off every now and then, right? And don't have no big major vice and sting operations to make them all scared and nervous and, you know, treat them like fucking scum and shit, man. Just let them buy the pussy so they can be happy. Please, so that they don't have a whole lot of pent up rage and frustration towards pussy. You know what I mean? And in the event where they goddamn, they can't take it no more, they just on some Mount St. Helens shit, where one day they just wake up and they're like, I ain't fucked a bitch ever. You got a motherfucker 25 years old, ain't never had no pussy, and he pissed off. He can't take it no more. So what this motherfucker do? He go on a rampage, killing. You start shooting the motherfuckers on the campus, or become a serial killer or a serial rapist or some shit. Man, just let the motherfuckers, just let some people buy the pussy, man. Shit. The world would be a much, and it would fix so much economic shit, man. You would have money just flowing out the ass in so many parts of the country, man. It's, I mean, damn, if you gonna legalize gambling, you know, I mean, what really fucks me up is you got prostitution is legal in certain parts of the country, but it's illegal in other parts of the country. You know what I'm saying? That shit irritates the fuck out of me. It really does, man. You know, and then they try and goddamn stigmatize sex, period, man. Just the whole concept of sex. Getting pussy. You know what I mean? Buying pussy. You know, just, oh, and it's coming from this religious ass slant, this religious ass shit that these motherfuckers is on, man. It's horrible. It's just, it's fucking, what's the term I'm looking for, man? It's oppressive. You know, I've seen all these people getting on TV on a goddamn high horse, man. And they're, oh, this is horrendous. This is, oh, I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe he would do that. I'm hearing all this horse shit, man. And like I told y'all, man, it's these kind of motherfuckers. These are the very type of motherfuckers that's going around shoving all kind of, all manners of foreign objects up their ass. Goddamn, trying to see Pittsburgh platters and shit like that. Well, let me back up. Maybe y'all don't know what that's a, you know what a Pittsburgh platter is? Pittsburgh platter is some cats get off on females taking a dump. So what they'll do, right, is they'll get a glass table, and they'll lay up under the glass table, and the female will get on top of the glass table and take a crap. And they'll just watch the dung or the feces get ejected out the broad's ass and just curse splat on the glass table. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe you should outlaw that. That's kind of nasty. Ugh. But anyway, like I'm saying, man, them motherfuckers, right? Pittsburgh platter ass motherfuckers, them very same bitches is getting on TV and talk about how nasty sex is and how we gotta stop sex and we gotta stop people from having sex and buying sex and all this. Oh, goddamn, the hypocrisy in this shit, man. It's everywhere, man. And it just don't stop there, you know, with the porn. Motherfuckers act like I got a disease, man, when motherfuckers see me, man. I don't know what it is. It's like you got a politician to get more play, get more respect. You get preachers to get more play, to get more respect, right? And then you got some people who, you know, pimps. And I'm kind of lumped in that category also because I make my living off the sex of women or the promise of sex, right, on the internet. And man, people just, why don't the pimp get the respect that the preacher and the politician get? And I know why, right? Because basically the pimp sells you a dream, the politician sells you a dream, the fucking preacher, goddammit, y'all know that this nigga, he definitely selling you a motherfucking dream, right? But see, the only one that's really fucking honest is the goddamn pimp, man. He's the only one that's really honest. You get what you pay for. What it is, I mean, you see what you get, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? The goddamn preacher, of course, he gotta do the smoke and mirrors dance on your ass. You know, you give him money, he sells you the dream that you're going to go ahead, and you're going to go to paradise if you listen to him, if you cater to him, if you motherfucking do what he say, because he's the goddamn conduit to which God's love and wisdom flows through and all this kind of shit. You know what I mean? See, they get their legitimacy through so-called a higher calling. You feel me? Same way with the politician. The politician, he gets their stamp of approval through so-called capitalism and democracy and the American way. These so-called fucking high ideals. You see what I'm saying? The preacher, so-called high ideals of spirituality and integrity, as far as you know, being a what would you call it, a saint or a martyr, or just highfalutin ass, you know, goddamn bullshit that these motherfuckers be just shoveling on you. But these the biggest devils walking around. They goddamn want to see Pittsburgh platters. Goddamn reverends and preachers and deacons and shit, fake ass niggas. And then you got the same thing going on with the politician. How many times have you seen the politician get up there, look you in your goddamn face, tell you a dream, lie to your goddamn face, talking about what the fuck they was going to do when they got in office and when they got in, what they do? They didn't do it. They fucked you. They skull fucked you. They keep skull fucking you. And each time, each year, each election comes around, nobody ever fulfills their promises. No one ever goddamn says what the fuck they going to do. You see what I'm saying? So the preacher and the politician hide behind lofty ideals. Yes. So, I mean, big, just, you know what I mean, just heaping mounds of fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? But the only one that keeps it 100, the only one that basically tells it like it is, and you get what you pay for, what you see is what you get, is the goddamn pimp. That's right. That's the only one, man. It's like, look, this is the pussy. Here's the money. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I mean, cut and dry. That's all it is. The promise of pussy. The promise of sex. The promise of just getting off. Simple as that. Cut and dry. I mean, shit. You can't goddamn respect anything else more than that. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, these are the three men to make the world go round. You got to have your religion, got to have your politics, and man, you're going to have your sex, man. Like the three main motivating factors on the planet, man, that basically drive everything, man. That's what's going down, man. And I'm just sick of all this goddamn hypocrisy. I'm sick of all the lies. I'm sick of all the deceit. I just want to go somewhere where people got sense, man. That's what I want. I want to go somewhere where the politician tells the fucking truth. I want to go somewhere where there ain't a church on every goddamn corner, and there ain't a whole bunch of fucking simple-ass bitches in my face trying to sell me a goddamn dream about going to heaven and riding on rainbows and eating Lucky Charms and all this kind of shit. You know what I mean? Leave me the fuck alone with that shit. Nigga, you do you, I'm gonna do me. You know what I mean? And above all else, I want to go somewhere where you can goddamn get you some ass and not be fucking harassed. Is that too much to fucking ass? Can I just get some ass in this motherfucker and just be at peace? Can you please stop goddamn walking around here worried about where the fuck I'm sticking my fucking shorty fat, please? Goddamn, nigga. But yeah, like I'm talking about, man, Elliot Spencer, he gets the Dumbass Nigga Award for goddamn 10 years soliciting prostitutes, and at the same time, he prosecuting people for doing the very same goddamn thing that he so indulged in, that he enjoyed doing, man. Shit is crazy, man. And this is, I mean, fuck, and he's a politician, like I told you. He's a politician. Full of shit, nigga. Full of fucking shit. God damn it. And y'all motherfuckers want to look down on a pimp. You see what I'm saying? You got these preachers, man. Preachers lying and deceiving and touching on little boys and molesting motherfuckers. And got politicians trying to meet strange men in the bathrooms and fondle and play with buttholes and shit. Politicians and preachers. And the motherfuckers got the nerve to fucking look down on a pornographer or a pimp? You feel what I'm saying? What you see is what you get, bitch. God damn it. Pussy and ass, sex, bust your nut, go home, be happy. Like I said, if you want to goddamn make it safe, regulate it, you know what I'm saying? So that you can goddamn have the females get their little checkups and all this kind of shit, so I don't got to hear all this bullshit about STDs. That's the only thing that these bitch ass motherfuckers bring up every time you want to try and tell how ass backwards their thinking is about sex. Oh, the STDs. Well, like I said, wouldn't have that if you take the criminal element out of it and decriminalize it. Shit. Man. Prohibition. Bootlegging. Same shit. Whenever you decriminalize something and put checks and balances on it, that's right, man. Then it becomes safer for everybody. You know what I mean? You got certain places where the prostitutes can actually do their thing. You know, you don't have it next to a school zone or some kind of bullshit like that. Yeah, man, I want to go to Amsterdam. Shit, where do I want to live? I got to get the fuck out of America. It's about to blow up. This shit
It's getting out of hand, man. Oh, it is getting out of hand, bruh, for real. Well, shit. That's all I'm going to rant on about today, because I was just really getting irritated with this, all these fucking hypocrite-ass cocksuckers getting on the TV talking about how bad this motherfucker was. And like I said, he's bad in the aspect that he's just a hypocrite and he's a fucking politician. You know what I mean? I mean, politicians really don't get no play in my book. Like I said, the street hustler, the pornographer, and the pimp, you know, they get a lot more play, they get a lot more love in my book than any of them because they're honest about what the fuck they do. They're honest about who the fuck they are. You know what? Larry Flint for president, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Larry goddamn Flint. You ain't gonna find nobody more real, more genuine, more in your motherfucking face than a pornographer, a legal pimp, Larry Flint. Damn, that's what I'm talking about. But everybody like these preachers and these politicians, they gotta put on their airs. They gotta basically fool you and making you think that they all squeaky clean. But these mother, they got such repressed sexualities. Man, they are so goddamn deviant, man. Like I said, I bet you all the preachers and all the goddamn politicians, man, is doing Pittsburgh platters, watching prostitutes taking shits on a goddamn glass table and jacking off at the same goddamn time. And then they get out and then they go prosecute motherfuckers that solicit prostitutes on the street, man. This shit is crazy, man. I don't believe this shit. I don't believe it. Anyway, hey, that's all, man. I just had to come on here, hit y'all with this shit, because it's out of control. Hopefully, y'all think I'm playing. I want to leave the goddamn country, man. I need to sell all my houses, you know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know, man. I got to go somewhere and get me some peace of mind, man, where I don't have this tyrannical-ass government and this political system. You know what I mean? Just, oh, it's bad. It's getting real bad. It's your freedoms are going bye-bye. I mean, most of them gone by already. But anyway, that's another story. This is the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Also from ChronicCast.com. Also, man, ChronicCast.org. All that shit. What's up to Taylor May, Trash Man, Dope Man, and all that, man. So, man, check it out. Woo, boy, I feel much better. And y'all go ahead, man. Y'all, hey, like I said, join MacCity.com, man, so that y'all can see. I mean, you want to see the honor and the integrity of a pornographer at work? You want to see some real shit? You want to see a real nigga get down and do his goddamn thing? Then goddamn it, go to MacCity.com and just read about all the shit that I do, the shit that I get into, the females that I meet. You know what I mean? Shit, that's right. Straight lace, no chase, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Hey, all right. There we go. Mac City forever, baby. We out.
Tracy Kwan, what do clients, customers, Johns tell girls about? Do they talk about their intimate lives, talk about their work habits?
They talk about everything. You know, they just talk about their lives the way anybody does. As far as their marriages, they're not as likely to talk about problems in the marriage. Most of the men who talk about their marriage are the men who are happy at home. So they'll talk about their wife, but it's, you know, it's usually in fairly glowing terms. If it's somebody who's unhappy with his marriage, he does not talk about it.
Would Elliot Spitzer be the, you think Governor Spitzer would be the type to talk about his job?
I would hope not. I mean, that would really indicate an even higher, like a greater lack of judgment than I had ever imagined. I mean,
you said if they have happily married, many people come to prostitutes who are happily married.
Absolutely, yeah.
Why?
I mean, what I really object to is the way people have been suggesting that there's something wrong with his marriage. I mean, I find that completely crazy.
I don't want to signify, but the ground always gonna be uphill, man.
between ghetto slang and stimulation of the mind. Life is a labyrinth of dollars and cents as I quest for cream. Through the steam so dense from the sense of me a puff, cause the tunnel is tough. Some lick shots for sound, some are bust from some are penning. Experts, original man, I'll examine. I am in fact lacking confusion as to what's real and what's illusion. I come from Philadelphia, with your health, you never take for granted. It's hot as the equator in a cipher around the planet. Or abnormal, niggas appearing out of portals and demanding your soul. Who control the eight immortals but the number seven in this continual maze? Where nights fight with days, within my mind never wine blaze. And some say I should change my ways, but it's hard to hear the phrase through the havoc and haze. Thoughts that will ever system never cease to exceller. Great is the great lab dweller. The mentals of the roots are beyond any computer. The judge, prosecutor, or the drug distributor. Respect to the ex Lex Luger. My nigga Malik be the intruder. Philip Fifth Dynasty's the future. And DJ Crush is the producer. You're dealing with the ginseng roots. We get your renaissance looser. Remember me, the thought I represent essentially. And mentally, eventually, you mention me as most high. My decibels are most fly. I come to paint your thoughts black. Your crush wears that.
Spirit gift, the melody of a felony is straight off a cliff. Now can I get a witness to dismiss Christmas from the mythless? Man, that's bogus, I try to stay focused. You would think it was the 4th of July, cause an ill enough round of applause light up the sky. Why don't ask me? Subtle attitude, sometimes nasty. Foul mouth bitches walk around looking trashy. Bimbos talking about where's the endo. Crack heads leaving babies unattended at the window. To see death and rubbers with stripes who got three left. I'm trying to make it, cause if I don't I'll probably take it. Perseverance is a virtue. The person that you think you hurt, it might hurt you. Your celly might jerk you. Perhaps I go to court this time when I'm summoned. But I'm a rebel to the system, so I might not be coming. So if I fail, man, let's get up the bell. It's just more time to write another story to tell. Ill elements, drop intelligence. Black thought, Malik, be fuck up the irrelevance. We got strain on the brain from bodies left in the dust. Man, just leave it to us. Luke, man, you aim and I bust. Fuck betrayal, distrust. Over tracks, we lust. With DJ Crush from Japan, so no more need to discuss.